This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Iman, who would that person that you should follow? What do you think? I know you're all going to say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in terms of practicality, if you would like to follow somebody in terms of your deen, who's right now the person that you would probably make your role model, for your children role model, who would that be? Forget about me. Now I'm saying if you would like to have somebody that you want your kids to be like this person. Hufad. Ulama. When you say ulama, like who? Scholars, like who? Huh? So you guys are giving me names of people, right? Don't do that. Don't do this. Do yourself a favor. If you're going to follow somebody, if you want your kids to follow someone, look for someone who's already dead. Because the living is not yet safe from the fitna. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu wardah said that. قَالَ اسْتَنُّوا بِمَنْ مَاتْ فَإِنَّ الْحَيِّ لَا تُؤْمَنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ. If you're going to follow somebody in terms of your deen, look for someone who's already dead. Because the one who's dead, and we know about them, we know about their righteousness, about their dedication, their devotion, their ibadah, their testimony came out on the tongues and the books of many, many ulama afterwards. I mean, today, every day in this masjid, we read from a book, a collection of ahadith that was collected by one of the ulama and the scholars who died over a millennium ago, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala. And we're still reading from his book. When ulama finish the Qur'an, memorization of the Qur'an, what do? They look for the hadith. Go to whom? Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim. They look for these ulama. When they want to quote someone, they quote somebody like Ibn Abbas, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Imam Shafi, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala. They look for someone who's already dead, because the testimony is all out there right now for people to say, yes, they were righteous. They were pious people. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuses. Allah refuses to spread this deen, or at least refuses to keep the deen actually alive unless the person who's carrying it is sincere. And that's why there will always be that sense of filtration. And that sense of filtration is very scary and is very dangerous. So do yourself a favor and do your families a favor. If you're going to be loving someone to follow in the matters of your deen, don't you ever attach any of yourself or your children to someone who's still alive, because the living is not safe yet from the fitna. If they die and the word spread that they were righteous, mashallah, and good and so on and so, alhamdulillah, then fine. As long as they're still alive, you make sure that you never attach yourself to personalities or people. See, in the recitation we heard right now from Surah Al-A'raf, the end of Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قَلْ وَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَاتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Ya Muhammad, narrate the story for them. Tell them about the story of the man, the person, الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. We've given him our ayat, the signs, the proofs, the evidences, the ad from the Qur'an, you could say. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. Which means turned his back to it. فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And then the shaytan followed him, and he followed the shaytan. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. And he went astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, Allah says that we would have actually elevated him, exalted him with these ayat and these proofs and these evidences. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا رَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنْ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. But he chose the worldly gain. He chose these earthly things quickly, whatever that is, fame, money, pleasure, carnal desires. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. Followed his own desires. Followed his own desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكُهُ يَلْهَثْ. His example, his parable, is the example of al-kalb, the dog. The dog. Regardless whether you charge at the dog, it still lolls its tongue out. And if you leave it alone, it will still loll its tongue out. Which means it doesn't matter how you approach them, they still would follow their desires, follow that same path. So, subhanAllah, when it comes again to following people of ilm and knowledge, they're still human beings. And I want you to keep that in your mind. And I'm speaking from this position as an imam because I'm part of this group, I'm part of this class. You guys have no idea how difficult to be an imam, to be a scholar, to be a mufti, to be someone in charge of people's, you know, spirituality and deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a huge amana. That's why Abdullah al-Mubarak radiallahu anhu rahimahullah, he said, قال هذا العلم دين. This ilm is part of your deen, your faith. Therefore, فانظروا عمن تأخذون دينكم. You watch where you take your deen from. That means you need to be careful where you're choosing to follow, who you choose to follow when it comes to the matter of deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a responsibility of the knowledgeable people that they should deliver the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the command. If they receive the knowledge, you should actually go and spread that knowledge. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَاشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have taken the covenant from those who received the book, received the scriptures, received the ilm. And they should explain it to the people, explain to the crowd. وَلَا يَكْتُمُونَ. Don't hide it. But a lot of these people, unfortunately, you know, under pressure, under, you know, a lot of, subhanAllah, a lot of temptations here and there, they will just throw it behind their back and they will go for the worldly gain. اشتروا به ثمنا قليلا. Some completely lowly goals in this life. Matters of dunya, again, would be fame or game, whatever that is. It's very dangerous, ya jama'ah. This path is extremely, extremely dangerous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah is just warning us again and warning us from that path too. That the path of the believers should be always to have taqwa in their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u allaha wa rasulahu wa la takhunu amanatikum antum ta'lamun. Warning the ulama, the scholars, the teacher, the educator, those who carry the path to others, the torch to other people. He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, all you who believed, ati'u Allah, that you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa la takhunu amanatikum wa antum ta'lamun. And don't betray these amanat. Don't betray the trust. People, they trust you with their deen, their iman, their akhlaq. They trust you with their children, with their families. So you have to be aware of that. You have to be observant of this. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ fitna. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. That you know that your family, your money, your wealth is fitna. It's fitna. Makes people sometimes compromise. To take care of their family, they will compromise a lot of their values. To earn some money for whatever reason, that they compromise a lot of their values. And says, be careful with that. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullah. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ittaqullah. So you have that taqwa in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for you. So the point that I'm making here is that if you're going to be following anyone in this life, in regards to your iman and your deen and your practice of the deen, look for someone who's already dead. Because those who are alive, they're not yet safe from the fitna. Unfortunately, living in this generation, in this society, in this culture, it seems that with all the social media and the hype that happens right and left and so on, a lot of people get attached to personalities. It becomes a cult. Every sheikh has become a cult of his own. They call them followers, especially on social media. And it becomes a partisanship over this issue. And you follow this person regardless whether they're saying right or wrong. Why? Because now the attachment is the personality. Remember, it's not about the messenger. It's about the message. It's about the message. And many, many people, subhanAllah, they came to Islam and they came to Allah Azza wa Jal following a lot of these people out there. The dua and whatever they are. SubhanAllah. But then they chose to drop out. It happens. They're human beings after all. And that's why, even in history, if you read books of history, there are many, many so-called ulama who are known as ulama us-su. Ulama su, which means corrupt ulama, corrupt scholars. You say, subhanAllah, how could a scholar be corrupt? That is the problem. The fitna. The fitna is so great. So be careful when it comes to being out there, that you need to make sure that you attach yourself to the message, not the messenger. Because even if the messenger chose not to follow that path again, that doesn't mean the message is wrong. If the message coming from the Quran or the Sunnah, I attach myself to the Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that's what I care about, the message. Where is it coming from? And even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, in the story of the man who used to come to take from Mal al-Sadaqah, and then Abu Hurairah grabs his hand, he goes, I'm going to arfa'annaka ila Rasulillah, I'm taking to the Messenger of Allah. He says, please leave me, you know, I have kids, this and that, and he let go of him. And then again and again and again, and finally he said, listen, I'm taking to Rasulullah. The man told Abu Hurairah, listen, if I teach you something, would you let go of me? He goes, yeah, what is it? He goes, if you go to sleep, make sure before you go to bed, you recite, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayu al-qayyum, ayatul kursi. If you do so, la yaqrabannaka shaytan hatta tusbih. You'll have a shield from the shaytan until the morning. Like Allah will protect you from the shaytans. So Abu Hurairah, of course, yeah, this is interesting, but he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to confirm that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, that is true. He goes, this is true. He said, do you know whom you've been talking to all these nights? Because who is it, Ya Rasulullah? قَالَ ذَلِكُمْ شَيْطَانٌ. That was a shaytan. And then he said, صَدَقَكَ وَهُوَ كَذُوبٌ. He told the truth, even though he's known to be a liar. Sometimes we take the haqq. We take the haqq from unconventional sources. It doesn't matter. But remember that you always attach yourself to the message, not the messenger. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a messenger like you, human being. If I make mistakes, I ask Allah to forgive me. If I do anything wrong, I'll try my best to keep it between me and Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm not going to go out publicly and announce it to the people. I'm going to try my best to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want you to put these people, the imam, the dua, whoever they are, in that same position. They're just human beings. And therefore, if anything happens, it's not the end of the world. The fact is that we're just human beings, and we attach ourselves to the message, not the messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and your families. And protect our deen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And give us the ability to be true to our faith and our deen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.